This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Children can be born into a family or adopted into a family. But when we are referring to the spiritual family of God, Christians are both born again spiritually and adopted into the family of God. Today on our program, we will discuss this large, extended spiritual family of God. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. Our website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is www.visionforchristworld.com, and you may search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. There are all kinds of families. Some are close and loving, some are distant and cold, some are angry and violent. Some have a missing father or mother through death or divorce. Many people have a bad image in their minds of a father, so the idea of God as their heavenly father seems hard to relate to or to understand. But now through faith in God, through His Son Jesus, you can be a part of a very large and wonderful spiritual family. All through the New Testament of the Bible, Christians are called brothers and sisters. The idea is that God is the father of all true Christians. Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, is the firstborn in this spiritual family. Colossians 1:15 explains that Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Born-again believers are members of this family. Here are some key Bible verses that help to explain this spiritual family. John 1:12-13. To all who believed Jesus and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. 1 John 3:1-2 says, "See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world do not recognize that we are God's children because they don't know Him. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but He has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He really is." Ephesians 2:19 says, "So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family." Ephesians 1:5 tells us God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. Romans 8:14-17 says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. You received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father, for His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are His children, we are His heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory." So how do we become a part of this family of God? When we hear the gospel, confess our sins, and place our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we are at that moment born into God's kingdom as His children and become heirs with Him for eternity. Romans 8:14-17. While Jesus Christ is referred to as the only begotten Son of God, believers are referred to as children born into God's family who need to grow and mature in our faith, and as sons and heirs adopted into His family. See Galatians 4. As children of God, what do we inherit? Nothing less than the kingdom of God. Ephesians 1:3 tells us that believers are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. These spiritual blessings are infinite, eternal, and reside in Christ, and by God's grace, we are given these blessings as His children. As earthly children, we eventually inherit what our parents leave behind for us after their death. But in God's case, believers are already reaping the rewards of our inheritance by having peace with Him through the sacrifice of His Son on the cross. Other rewards of our inheritance include the gift of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit at the moment we believe in Christ. See Ephesians 1:13 and 14. This empowers us to live for Him in the present and the knowledge that our salvation is secure for eternity. Hebrews 7:24 and 25. Being a part of the family of God is the greatest blessing bestowed upon believers and one that should drive us to our knees in humble adoration. We can never do anything to deserve it, for it is His gift of love, mercy, and grace to us. Yet we are called to become sons and daughters of the living God. Romans 9:25 and 26. Would you like to be adopted into the family of God? Becoming a child of God requires faith in Jesus Christ. To all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. John 1:12. When visited by the religious leader Nicodemus, Jesus did not immediately assure him of heaven. Instead, Christ told him he had to become a child of God, saying, "I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." Here are excerpts of this story from John chapter 3. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. "Rabbi," he said, "we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." "What do you mean?" exclaimed Nicodemus. "How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again?" Jesus replied, "I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent His Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in Him, but anyone who does not believe in Him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. The first time a person is born, he inherits the sin nature that stems from Adam's disobedience in the Garden of Eden. As children of wrath, we deserve to be separated from God in hell. Thankfully, Ephesians 2:4 and 5 says, "But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." How are we made alive with Christ, born again, made a child of God? We must receive Jesus by faith. Once again, I repeat, to all who have received Him, those who believe in His name, He has given the right to become God's children. John 1:12. This verse clearly explains how to become a child of God. We must receive Jesus by believing in Him. But what must we believe about Jesus? First, the child of God recognizes that Jesus is the eternal Son of God who became a man. Born of a virgin through the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus did not inherit Adam's sin nature. Therefore, Jesus is called the second Adam in 1 Corinthians 15:22. While Adam's disobedience brought the curse of sin on the world, Christ's perfect obedience brings a blessing. Our response must be to repent. That means turn from sin and seek forgiveness in Christ. Second, the child of God has faith in Jesus as Savior. God's plan was to sacrifice His perfect Son on the cross to pay the punishment we deserve for our sin. And that punishment is death. Christ's death frees those who receive Him from the penalty and power of sin. His resurrection justifies us. See Romans 4:25. Finally, the child of God follows Jesus as Lord. After raising up Christ as the victor over sin and death, God gave Him all authority, Ephesians 1:20-23. Jesus leads all who receive Him. He will judge all who reject Him, Acts 10:42. By God's grace, we're born again to new life as God's child. Only those who receive Jesus, not merely knowing about Him, but relying on Him for salvation, submitting to Him as Master, and loving Him as the supreme treasure, only those become children of God. Just as we had no part in our natural birth, we cannot cause ourselves to be born into God's family by doing good deeds or conjuring up faith of our own. God is the one who gave the right to become a child of God according to His gracious will. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, 1 John 3:1. Thus, the child of God has nothing to be proud about. His only boast is in the Lord, see Ephesians 2:8-9. The rewards of being a child of God are immeasurable. As God's child, we are a part of His family, the church, promised a home in heaven and given the right to approach God in prayer. So I urge you to respond to God's call, to repent of sin and believe in Christ. Become a child of God today. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of Your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask You to send Your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to actively repent of their sins, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith You give them, they may believe in You, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with You, Father God, through Your only Son, Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Ephesians 1:5. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure.